Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor, and Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, a senior fellow, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, is here to comment on a news story that is likely to head to many courts over many years, depending upon how the fortunes of the players proceed. Right now, Walt Disney is in a retraction mode. Walt Disney Corporation, a global firm, very successful. Layoffs, considerations of streaming, the usual corporate conversation during a supposed or imminent or upon us recession. At the same time, the governor of Florida and a very obliging legislature are in a mode to finish their business because the governor is much mentioned as a presidential candidate. His fate awaits in politics. But right now, Walt Disney, headed by a man named Bob Iger, who's extremely successful but retired and then came back, we think, to rescue the firm from its troubles. Well, Bob Iger has advanced a case against Florida, against Mr. DeSantis, for what is said to be a violation of freedom of speech. And there are other details here. It gets very, well, it gets swampy. So I welcome Richard to comment. I will read one opening paragraph of the Wall Street Journal editorial, which sounds amused. The Donnybrook between Disney and Ron DeSantis keeps escalating, and what should be a dispute over corporate welfare has devolved into an unfortunate political brawl that both could lose. Richard, I love cases where both sides lose. You've told me the best outcome of any dispute is when nobody's happy entirely. What is the likelihood of this case?
My guess is in the end, probably the governor will prevail. But there's sort of a lot of very deep ironies in this case. One could say that the Disney Corporation, if not woke, is certainly left of center. And generally, people who are left of center do not like any limitations on the power of the state to engage in land use decisions. So the Penn Central State and the Euclid case both give the government enormous swaths over the way in which land can be used and developed. It all carries on to rent control and other things like that. Now you start looking at the complaint that Mr. Iger brings. It's for freedom of speech and, more importantly, for impairment of contract and for the taking of private property. So now you see that the shoe is on the other foot, and the left is now arguing for this. DeSantis is arguing on the other side. And the general rule with respect to police power situations is the government may cede sovereignty to a private entity or to a local governance plan in any way it sees fit. But when it does so, it always has the implied right to revoke that if it thinks that things are not appropriate. The way in which the maxim is generally put is the state may rent out its sovereignty, but it cannot surrender it absolutely to anybody else. And so if you want to create a lottery and you get the state's blessing to do so, state changes its mind, the lottery disappears, and there's no compensation for the loser. I'm very uneasy with that kind of doctrine. But in this case, it's not clear that the doctrine is going to play the whole story. What happens is the things begins when Disney and other peoples take after the DeSantis legislation on teaching to young children. And the bill says we don't talk about this, people under third grade, perfectly sensible. And now this becomes don't say gay. And so they treat it as a kind of a basically a bigoted sort of expression of what's going on, and that they're just not telling the truth. Well, what should he do? In my view, he should say, you're not telling the truth. But what he decides to do is say, you're not telling the truth. So what I'm going to do is to take after your privileges that I've given you for many years. And immediately what happens is what is normally regarded as a proper exercise of sovereign power now gets tainted with the question of whether or not a corrupt motive vitiates the power of the state to do what it wants. And DeSantis picked up in this fight for what reason, I do not know. Now, the next question about it is, well, what about the particular deal and how does it work? Well, there clearly was a sweetheart deal for the Disney Corporation. Everybody knows that. But you don't want to put yourself in the frame of mind which says, if you know that Disney is going to win, then it turns out that the state of Florida has to lose. There's the possibility that the deregulation, which spurred the huge growth of the Disney enterprise in Florida, took it away from California, right? Nobody talks about Disneyland anymore. It's a little land. You talk about Disney World, which is a Florida base. So it had a huge amount of positive collateral effects. And the question is whether or not this is going to dampen it in one way or another. We don't know the particular answer. So then we have to say, well, what's the deal? And what happened is there were sort of elaborate proceedings in which it turned out that the DeSantis administration was prepared to allow a transfer of some degree of control to another entity. But the way it was done is that they were subject to huge amounts of regulatory authority that were greater than those that previously existed. So what happens is Disney tries to transfer things to a subsidiary in one form or another using the authorization that it had. And they may be able to do it, but it's like a fraudulent conveyance. If you're doing it to escape regulation, the regulation goes in the hands of the party who then takes control of the situation. And so there may well be the fact that the very agreement to which the Disney Corporation is looking for salvation may be the source of its doom, because there were a lot of clawback clauses in that thing that gave power to the state. To do this right, which I have not done, you have to read every one of these documents. You have to know all the particular exchanges in question. You're going to have to know something about the idiosyncrasies of Florida law, and then put on top of that the idiosyncrasies of federal law. And you could be doing this for a very long time. I think the real problem for Disney is they're going to lose their natural base. They're a family-based business. And it turns out most of their customers are not keen on the kinds of things that the Disney employees want. And the value of the stock has dropped in half, and it's going to continue to plummet. And indeed, the longer that it goes on, the more popular DeSantis will become in Florida. The longer it goes on, the weaker Disney will be economically. The basic risk of the governor is quite simply one point. What plays in Florida may not play in California, New York, New Jersey, and a lot of other places in the country. So he could re-secure his re-election as governor, but maybe hurting his own chances to become president if a certain unnamed Donald Trump should falter.
We have 1 minute, Richard.
Yeah.
And this would look entirely differently if Governor DeSantis was in a purple state or a blue state, and if Bob Iger was in a purple state or a red state. It very much looks like a surrogate presidential battle without the principles involved. Right now, Mr. Biden has announced for re-election and Mr. Trump is leading in the polls, but both these men represent those opinions. So we have 30 seconds. How do you think this will be resolved?
Well, I think there is a real problem that we have an election between two candidates who belong to Christmas past.
Right.
And I regard that as an unmitigated disaster. DeSantis and Gavin Newsom bring this forward. And what they do is there's a blue state paradigm, which I think has been pretty ruinous, and a red state paradigm, which has been successful. And how do you know it? Well, the very few loopholes moving from Florida to California, and the whole host of them moving in the other way. And when people vote with their feet, they will end up voting the same way in a presidential election.
Professor Richard Epstein, Senior Fellow, Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.